moon of the kings of the Wilder West. Here sat Grimbeard the Ghastly, the last great king, looking out over the rooftops of his bustling Viking city, stroking his great sword, the Stormblade. And here, where the seagulls circle and the wolves gather pace for the hunt across the marshes, was once a harbour for 100 ships that Grimbeard sent to the north, south, east and west, seizing plunder, treasure and slaves in jolly Viking fashion. Here he once stood, clenched his fist and shouted, "I name this land tomorrow, for it shall last for evermore." And 1,000 men lifted up their spears and shouted their approval, while the dragons winked their ancient eyes as if to say, "We have heard all this before." Here he was betrayed by his own flesh and blood in the middle of a game of chess. Here is where he spilt that blood, the blood of his own son, on the kingly marble. Here the flames licked the sky as the city went up like a million candles. Here the bright clean sound of sword on sword. Here the harbour crammed berry red with corpses. And here the defeated warrior king